Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Eruvin Perek Zayin. We learned in the last perek about Eruv Tchumin, which is made using food. But it turns out that there is another, more preferable way to make an Eruv Tchumin. This is called Eruv Biraglav, an Eruv made by foot. And the Rambam explains in Halacha Aleph both what this means and why it is that two types of Eruv Tchumin exist at all. Mi sheyatza me'erev Shabbat chutz la'medina ve'amad b'makom b'toch ha'tchum o b'sofo ve'amar shvitati b'makom ze ve'chazar li'iro v'lan sham yesh lo la'alech l'machar me'oto makom al paimama l'chol ruach ve'zehu ikar eruvei tchumin la'arev b'raglav ve'lo amru la'arev b'hanachat mezon shtei se'udot bilvad b'makom af al pi shelo yatza ve'lo amad sham ela la'hakel al ha'ashir shelo yetzei. The ideal way for one to make an Eruv Tchumin is by physically traveling before Shabbat to the spot which he wishes to be the center of his Tchum, and declaring, Shvitati b'makom ze, my resting place for Shabbat should be here, after which he goes back to his city to spend the start of Shabbat there. Why then is there also the option from the last perek to place shtei seudot worth of food in this spot instead of traveling there in person? In order to make it easier for an ashir, one who is rich in that he has food to spare and can pay a shaliach to transport it, to make an Eruv Tchumin without having to make the effort of traveling himself. Halacha bet. V'chein im nitkaven likboa shvitato b'makom yadua etzlo, kegon ilan, o bayit, o gader, shu makir makomo, v'yesh beino uveino keshachashecha al pay mama o pachot, v'chzik baderech, v'halach kedei shiagia le'oto makom, v'iknebo shvita, afa pi shelo higia v'lo amad sham, ela hechziro chaviro lalun etzlo, o shechazar me'atzmo lalun o nitakev, l'machar yesh lo lalech ad makom shinkaven lo, u'me'oto makom al pay mama l'chol ruach, shekevan shegamar b'libo likbo asham shvitato, v'echzik baderech, na'asa kemi shamad sham, o shehiniach eruvo sham. If Reuven starts out to be Ma'arev Beraglav, fully intending to arrive at a specific spot with which he is familiar, like a home, or a tree, or a fence, in order to establish his Shvita there, then even if he doesn't make it to that spot for whatever reason, like if he is held up, or needs to rest, or meets a friend who invites him over, he is nonetheless Konesh Shvita in the place he intended to get to. Therefore, he may go there during Shabbat and travel from that spot 2,000 amot in each direction. This is called Hechzik Baderech, setting out on his way. And in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam lists four conditions which are required for Hechzik Baderech to work. Bamedvarim Amurim, Be'ani, She'ein Matrichinoto Lehaniach Eruv, O Bedachuk, Kegon Mishahaya Baba Derech, Vahaya Yare Shamatech Shach. Vuhushi Sha'er min Hayom Kede Lahagia Lotomakom Shekavabo Shvita Kodem Shetakshach Imrats Bechol Kocho. Vie Beino Uveno Tomakom Keshetakshach Alpai Mama Opachot. Avalim Lohaya Dachuk Velo Ani O Shalonish Armin Hayom Kede Shiagia Afilu Rats Bechol Kocho. O shehaya bein hamakom shnitkaven lishbot bo, uvein hamakom shehu omed bo, kishechashecha, yater me'alpaim ama, o shelo kivein hamakom shekana bo shvita, hare ze lo kana shvita berichuk makom, ve'ein lo ela alpaim ama lechol ruach, mimakom shehu omed bo, kishechashecha. The four conditions for hechzik baderech to be effective without actually reaching his destination are, 1. Reuven must either be an ani who has no option of sending an Eruv Tchumin of food, or dachuk, someone pressed for time, for example, if he is returning from a distant location. Some printings have the girsa of rachok, far away, instead of dachuk, but the point is the same. 2. There must be enough time left in the day that if Reuven were to run as fast as he could, he would make it to his destination before the end of Bein HaShmashot. 3. The distance between the destination and where he is actually standing at the end of Bein HaShmashot must be less than 2,000 amot. And 4, which the Rambam mentions briefly here, but elaborates upon in Halachot Hey and Vav, Reuven must have in mind as his destination either a Reshut HaYachid or a very specific spot of size less than 8 amot in each direction, like the examples from Halacha Bet of a home, a tree, or a fence. It does not suffice if he has in mind a certain field or valley, which are very large, nor can he just specify 1,000 amot from my home or something like that. The reason that 8 amot is the upper limit is based on what came up in Halacha Yud Aleph of the last perek. The location of the Eruv itself is considered to be 4x4 amot. So if Reuven specifies a square of less than 8x8 amot, then whichever 4x4 area within this square was intended, it must include some area in the exact middle of the square, which is therefore considered a specified location. These are the four conditions for Hechzik Baderech to work, and if any of them isn't met, then according to the Rambam, Reuven is Koneh Shvita at the spot where he is located at the end of Bein HaShmashot, and he may walk up to 2,000 amot from that spot in each direction. The Ravid is drastically more machmir than the Rambam in the case that the third condition isn't met, that is, if at the end of Bein HaShmashot, Reuven is located more than 2,000 amot from his intended destination. In this case, according to the Ravid, Reuven doesn't have 2,000 amot from wherever he is at the end of Bein HaShmashot, but only 4 amot from that spot. The Ravid's rationale is that Reuven cannot be Koneh Shvita in the spot where he stands, as he doesn't want to be there. He really wants to be where he intended to get to. But it is meaningless for him to be Koneh Shvita there, as it is more than 2,000 amot away, and so he cannot get there during Shabbat. Therefore, Reuven has the status of someone who left his tchum on Shabbat, who, as we learnt in Hilchot Shabbat, Perek Chav Zayin, may only walk within his 4 amot. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions and seems to prefer the view of the Ravid. The Ravid also disagrees with the Rambam in the event that the fourth condition isn't met. That is, Reuven has in mind a very general location as his destination, like a field or valley, rather than a specific tree or home. In this case, according to the Ravid, Reuven is Koneh Shvita in the place he intended, but because he does not have an exact spot in mind, we are machmir to measure his tchum in each direction from the border in the opposite direction. For example, if Reuven had in mind a large field measuring 200 amot from east to west, then he may only travel east of that field up to 2,000 amot from the western edge of the field, and he may travel west up to 2,000 amot from the eastern edge of the field. This means that his total tchum from east to west is not 4,000 amot, as it ordinarily would be, but rather 3,800 amot. Furthermore, if even a small part of the field is more than 2,000 amot away from where Reuven is located at the end of Bein HaShmashot, then based on a concern that maybe he meant to be Koneh Shvita in that inaccessible spot, we apply the chumrah of the last case, and Reuven may not leave his 4 amot for the duration of Shabbat. Here again, the Shulchan Aruch seems to accept the view of the Ravid and quotes the view of the Rambam as well. Halacha Dalet. Mi sha'amad mi ba'od yom birshut yachid v'kana sham shvita o sha'ya ba baderech nitkaven nishbot birshut yachid ha'yidua etzlo v'kava sham shvitato hareza ma'alech et kula v'chutzala alpay mama l'chol ruach v'im hayta birshut hayachid zo makom shelo hukaf l'dira o tel o neka im haya ba beit sataim o pachot ma'alech et kula v'chutzala alpay mama l'chol ruach v'im hayta yater al beit sataim Ein lo ba ela arba amot v'chutza mehen alpaim amal l'chol ruach, v'chein im hiniach eruvo b'makom shlo hukaf l'dira. Someone who is Koneh Shvita in a Rishut Hayachid, through the mechanisms discussed in this perek of Ma'arev Beraglav, or at least Hechzik Baderech, has the usual dinim of someone whose tchum is centered in a Rishut Hayachid, or who placed an Eruv tchum in a food in a Rishut Hayachid. He may walk the entire inside of it, and up to 2,000 amot outside it in each direction. If the Rishut Hayachid was not hukaf l'dira, that is, surrounded by mechitzot for purpose of habitation within, and has an area larger than Beit Satayim, then this is the Karpef, which we learned about in Hilchot Shabbat Perek Ted Zayin. Just as he may not carry inside the Karpef, as we saw there, it also isn't considered a Rishut Hayachid for tchum purposes. He may only walk up to 2,000 amot outside his 4 amot, not outside the walls of the Karpef. We already discussed Halachot Hei and Vav and the first half of Halacha Zayin, so we pick up from the second half of Halacha Zayin. Hayu shnayim ba'im baderech, echad mehen makir ilan o gader, o makom shu koveh bo shvita, v'hasheni eino makir, ze she'eino makir moser shvitato l'makir, v'makir mitkaven lishbot hu v'chaviro b'makom shu makir. If two people are walking together, and one of them knows of a specific place in the area where they want to be Koneh Shvita, a home or a specific area of size up to 8 by 8 amot, as we explained earlier, then even the other person who doesn't know of this place may be Koneh Shvita there based on the intent of his companion, who has both of them in mind. Halacha Chet. Anshei ha'ir sheshalchu echad mehen laholich lehen eruvan lemakom yadua ve'achzik baderech ve'achziro chavero v'lo holich eruvan hein lo kanu shvita ba'oto makom sh'ari lo hunach sham eruvan ve'ein lahen lahalech mimidinatan ela alpay mama l'chol ruach v'hu kana sham eruv sh'ari hu ba baderech v'nitkaven lishbot sham ve'achzik baderech. L'fichach yesh lo l'machar lahalech l'oto makom u'lahalech menu alpay l'chol ruach. Suppose a group of people in a city send Reuven to take their Eruvei Tchumen, of food, like from the last perek, to a certain specified location. And Reuven starts out on this journey, having in mind to be Koneh Shvita there himself by arriving there in person. But then he is delayed or turned back for whatever reason, and never makes it to his destination. Then the group were not Koneh Shvita where they wanted to, because they were relying on their Eruvei Tchumen, and these never made it there. So their tchum is the same as that of any other resident of the city. But Reuven didn't have an Eruv tchumen. He was planning to be Ma'arev Beraglav. So since he was Machzik Baderech, and assuming all four conditions from Halacha Gimel were met, he is Koneh Shvita himself in this intended destination, despite his failure to do so on behalf of those who sent him. Halacha Tet. Ze she'amarnu she'tzaricha Koneh Shvita b'richuk makom she'achzik baderech, lo she'yitze ve'elech basadeh, ela afilu yarad min ha'aliyah le'elech l'oto makom, ve'kodem she'yatza mipetach ha'chatzer, hechziro chavero, harei ze hechzik, ve'kana shvita, ve'chein kol ha'koneh shvita b'richuk makom, eino tzarich lomar shvitati b'makom ploni, ela kevan she'gamar b'libo ve'achzik baderech kol shehu, kana sham shvita. Ve'ein tzarich lomar mi sheyatza beraglav ve'amad b'makom shekoneh bo shvita she'eino tzarich lomar klum ela kevan shegamar b'libo kana. The mechanism of hechzik baderech does not require traveling any minimal distance, even if someone walks down the stairs of his home and into his chatzer, fully intending to go be ma'arev beraglav, and then he is turned back and never goes any further. This is enough to be koneh shvita at his intended destination. He also doesn't need to say anything, not even, I wish to be koneh shvita in such and such place. Rather, his intent is enough. The same holds for one who is successfully ma'arev beraglav by arriving at his destination. He does not need to say a word, and his intent to be Koneh Shvita there suffices. Note that the Rambam says nothing here about a bracha on Ma'arev Beraglav, and the implication is that no bracha is required, unlike for Eruv Tchumen, as we saw at the end of the last perek. The Prima Gadim draws this inference from the Rambam, but is left with a strong question. If the ideal form of Eruv is Eruv Beraglav, as we saw at the start of this perek, while Eruv Tchumen with food is only a concession to the rich, then how can it be that only the second gets a bracha and not the first? I think the answer may be that the strength of Eruv Beraglav, which makes it the ideal form of modifying one's tchum, may be exactly its weakness when it comes to bracha. Eruv Beraglav is ideal because it doesn't involve any artificial mechanism. Reuven is Koneh Shvita in a certain location simply because he is in that location when Shabbat begins, or intended to get there in the case of Hechzik Baderech. This is just a natural way to determine Tchum Shabbat. Eruv Tchumen with food is a weaker method because it is unnatural. Putting food somewhere shouldn't really make you be Koneh Shvita there, and it is only the Tekanat Chazal of Eruv Tchumen which allows this to work. So Eruv Tchumen is not a preferred method, because it is less natural and more artificial. But precisely because it is artificial, it is a mechanism on which a bracha is appropriate, more than on the natural act of establishing tchum in some location by just being there when Shabbat begins. Halacha Yud. Ha-talmidim sho'olchin v'ochlin b'leilei Shabbat basadot uvakramim etzal balei abatim, shepitan mitzuya le'ovrei drachim haba'in sham, uva'im v'lanim b'beit ha-midrash, ma'alchim alpay mama l'chol ruach m'beit ha-midrash, lo mimekom ha-achila, she'ilu matzu su'datan b'beit ha-midrash, lo hayu yotzin lasadeh, ve'ein datan somechet l'dira ela al beit midrasham. The Rambam closes the perek with a general halacha about Tchum Shabbat. A group of students studying in a Beit Midrash sleep at night in the Beit Midrash, but eat their Shabbat meals elsewhere, in the homes of Baalei Batim in nearby fields and vineyards, outside the city, so that the Tchum centered at each such home is different from the Tchum of the Beit Midrash. Ordinarily, when a person eats in one location and sleeps in another, we consider him to be Koneh Shvita in the place where he eats, as in general in Hilchot Erevin, we consider someone to be based where he eats. However, that is not the case for these students, and they are Konim Shvita in the Beit Midrash where they sleep. The reason for this is that these students would prefer to eat in the Beit Midrash as well, and never have to leave, and it is only the lack of food there which forces them to seek out meals from local Baalei Batim. Therefore, they consider their true Makom Dira to be the Beit Midrash, and they may walk up to 2,000 amot in each direction from the walls of the Beit Midrash. Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.